and the Brisbane Tens. We'll get a wrap of that. G'day, Steve.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, mate. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, I was up here all weekend, still in Brisbane now, and I thought it was a successful tournament. It was really tough conditions, so you don't expect a huge walk-up crowd.
No.
It was, nearing 40 degrees both days, so it was really, really challenging. But I think the concept was good, and rugby's in that position where we've got to keep looking at things like this and pre-season tournaments and different type of formats. And the game itself, I think you saw on the second day of play, you started to see some really good rugby, because we haven't seen a whole lot of 10s rugby. I think we know how to play 7s rugby and 15s, but no side that had come here over the weekend really knew how to play. It was a bit of a trial and error type format for them.
Yeah, it did change from day one to day two. Steve, I thought you were going to get sunstroke on the sidelines there. You were popping up all the time. What I'm concerned about, and maybe I shouldn't be, because it is only 10s and the other game is only 7s, but the old Super Rugby teams, our Super Rugby teams, Stephen, they didn't get going at all over the weekend.
Yeah, look, I was a little bit disappointed at that too. I don't think it was through a lack of effort on the weekend. I just think it was probably how they planned their pre-season. And I think we've obviously didn't play a huge amount of our Wallaby players because they just had a long season. But I think for this format to work and be successful, we need a few more of those players at least being up here and being involved. The Chiefs had Aaron Cruden, the All Black fly half, running water for them. So they had their best players in and around. I would have loved to have seen a few more out there in the middle. I know it's challenging for a Super Rugby coach who's a couple of weeks away from the season starting. But, if I'm looking at the tournament next year, it's a really good hit-out. As opposed to sevens where you can only really play anyone from the back row up. In tens, you've got props, you've got second rows on the field. So it would have been a really good physical hit-out for everyone involved. So I think you could almost count it as a Super Rugby trial next year because you get a really good amount of minutes and you guys get a good challenge leading into Super Rugby.
No All Blacks, but the New Zealand sides were fantastic.
Yeah, no surprise there. I think we saw the Crusaders and the Chiefs in the final, and that's probably, there's no surprise that those two are really successful franchises over the last 10, 20 years in Super Rugby, and you can see that everything they go in, every time they put on that jersey, they want to win stuff. And as I said a couple of times out there in the commentary, I think most of the Australian sides just wanted to get through, no injuries, get themselves through to this week to prepare for trials. But the Kiwis, they just wanted to win, and you could see it in the results on day two.
Yeah, I like their attitude. There's no doubt about that. You guys did a fantastic job on Fox of paying tribute to Sione Luaki, who unfortunately passed away. It was a combination, Stephen, and of course he's a Chiefs, former Chiefs player, and they sort of were playing with him heavily on their shoulders over the weekend. Steve, he was a combination of kidney and heart failure?
Yeah, I believe so. He got diagnosed in France a few years ago, and he's only 35, so he retired pretty early. He went back to New Zealand, I believe, to settle with his family, and he was on dialysis and things like that. So while it was a terribly sad day for them, I don't think it was a huge shock. I believe they thought he was been a little bit unwell recently.
Yeah.
But still, like at 35, and I played a fair bit of rugby against him, and he was as fearful as anyone you saw on the football field. So it was a terribly sad day. I remember trying to tackle the guy. He was as big as a house. I broke my cheekbone on his thigh, and he didn't even bat an eyelid. So he was such a, one of those big, very similar, had a very similar effect, I'd imagine, to what Cliffy Parlour has at the Tars. That's sort of his role at the Chiefs in the day. So, and Liam Messam and Dwayne Sweeney, a lot of the players that were up here over the weekend were really good friends with him. So that would have been so hard for him yesterday.
Tough question, Stephen, but in terms of the prediction for Super Rugby, how do you think our franchises will all go?
I think I lean towards the big states again. I think the Queensland Reds have secured some really good players. They've got Steve Moore, Quade Coopers there, Scott Higginbotham, and of course George Smith. He'll be enormous for the Queensland Reds. The Waratahs, you look at their best team on paper and they're still going to be extremely competitive. So, Phipps, Foley, Folau, a good forward pack. Sakopi Kepu's back. That's really important. I do think the Brumbies are going to struggle this year. They've just lost their Argentinian star halfback, Thomas Cubelli, and he looks like he's out for most of the season. That's a huge blow. Of course, no Matt Tamua or Christian Lelefano at this stage for the Brumbies, so I think they're going to struggle. I'm not too sure about the Rebels, to be honest. I don't think I've seen enough so far, but I do think the Force are going to be a little bit more spirited than last year. But if I had to pick one conference winner at the moment, well, I'd probably go just with the Reds, just on the recruitments of their new players.
Interesting comment from Israel Folau, given that you're looking at this State of Origin rugby this season. He said, oh, no, I'll play for New South Wales ahead of Queensland.
He's confused.
It was the other way around.
He's very confused.
Shouldn't he have played for New South Wales in
league? Yes, exactly.
He's a Minto boy.
Well, it's a very sore spot.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that's going to go, but it's good to see that chat's around. I think that'd be a great concept. And again, similar to the tennis format, we're in such a competitive market. We've got to try and find ways to add interest to the game. And we've got to be mindful. We've got to also add interest just to the Australian market as well. And you can see with the Super Rugby, it's probably had a little bit of a dip in popularity, maybe because of the Argentinian and the Japanese, and the format might have been a bit hard for people to understand. But the State of Origin concept, the Aussie fans, I'd assume, would get right behind it. We understand it. We've seen how successful it can be. And, look, if I'm a New South Welshman, I'd rather he's on my side than against me.
Absolutely. Stephen, well done over the weekend. We'll let you get that zinc cream off, okay?
And thanks, guys.
It was a long weekend. Steve. It was a long weekend for you. And well done, and thanks for your comments this morning.
No worries, guys.
Stephen Hoyles did the job for Fox at those tens. He liked the concept. Maybe it will now get a permanent place as the official sort of pre-season, where the forwards also get involved, as Stephen articulated, instead of just the backs who get involved with the sevens rugby. We'll take your thoughts as always. 13 53 53.